Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Thursdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Carter. They're one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in West Michigan, but service the entire state and coast to coast. You can find out more at BeanCarter.com. They can help your business now. That's BeanCarter.com. Thursdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Bean Carter.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simon.
What's up, Michigan? It's time for hour number three on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show heard on 19 incredible radio stations each and every weekday at 3. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. You also can listen on the free stream courtesy of the Michigan Sports Network at thehugeshow.net. On the iHeart app, just search our flagship stations, 106.1 FM and AM 1340 in Grand Rapids, The Ticket. On the iHeart app, you can listen wherever you go, or just download The Ticket West Michigan app to listen weekdays at 3. And all of our affiliates have their streams. So just go to thehugeshow.net. It's simple and easy. Inside this hour, Mark Yule, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. If you missed my conversation with him yesterday about the new orders from Lansing when it comes to mask and spring sport athletes at Michigan high schools, testing, and even the spectators, that conversation will be coming up momentarily. We'll have more on the Lions. Kerryon Johnson sent packing. Not a surprise, maybe this quick. And Frank Ragnow, the centerpiece on the Lions' offensive line and their center, highest paid in the NFL now at $14 million a year. And man, if Aaron Rodgers can get out of the NFC North, I think the Lions will win the NFC North this fall at 9-8. And I am not operating any broadcast equipment under the influence. If you want to join in, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opted on the Huge text chain, which means you can text us anytime you want to. How about this text? This is true. I swear I just got this. I'm in a bad area right now and just lost the show. Can you pause for about 15 minutes? Then I'll be good to go. Thanks in advance. Sure. I could use a sandwich right now. Daughter has a big soccer game tonight. I'll take 15 minutes off. We'll just pause. I'll let Superfly come in. We may need the show with Superfly. Him and Ben do that podcast, but my Lord, if you brought that podcast on air, they're both out of a gig within, 3-4 seconds. It's a good podcast. What is it? Balls Out with Ben Glaze and Purple Haze and whatever. They're not really good at marketing, but it's a pretty good podcast. It's called Balls Out with Brett Haze and Ben Glaze. Did his family invent the glazed donut? Yeah, that's good. It's a good podcast. Just look for it. You'll enjoy it. But it's not on air. Maybe we'll let you fill in one day in the summer where there's absolutely nothing going on. And I mean nothing. Let's go talk to Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Mark?
Afternoon, Bill.
Afternoon to you and everybody there at MHSAA in Lansing. Want to get your thoughts on the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. They changed the mask mandate, and how does that trickle down to high school sports here in Michigan?
So things are continuing to trend in a good direction when it comes to MDHHS restrictions and athletics. I think the biggest headline is the fact that anyone who is fully vaccinated, so that means within 2 weeks after your second dose of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, or within 2 weeks if you get the single dose Johnson & Johnson, that fully vaccinated individuals are no longer subject to the weekly testing program. I think with the governor's announcement last week, to where she did establish some goalposts and some metrics regarding when things could open up, when some of the restrictions could go away, and they were all pegged to vaccination percentages. And so I think this is just another step of our state government leaders to really give a path forward, saying, well, if you're fully vaccinated, you no longer have to test. I think just as significant is individuals who are fully vaccinated aren't subject to any of the quarantine requirements. So if somebody is in class and, is a close contact with someone, if you're fully vaccinated, then you also don't have to quarantine and self-isolate for either the 10 or the 14 days. So those were big. Now, the headline was a little misleading. And again, the communication with MDHHS has gotten better when Director Hertel has come on board. But the face mask requirements really haven't changed a whole lot for us in the high school space. Going back to March, what the order required is that our kids playing contact sports, which in the spring are boys and girls lacrosse and it's girls soccer, that kids in those contact sports have to wear a face mask. And yesterday's announcement has not changed that. And then for all of our non-contact sports since March, because we were simply following the order, a face mask was not required when kids were in active participation. So that means a baseball and softball player in the game on defense, at bat, running the bases, whatever the case may be, a golfer or a tennis player who's during their round or during their match, a track and field athlete were not required to wear a mask during their race or during their field event. So even though I think some of the media is reporting that, big changes coming with face mask requirements, it's really not changing any of our spring sports. What was somewhat interesting is it did talk about spectator sizes in face masks, that if it's a small outdoor event and there's fewer than 100 spectators, face masks are no longer required for spectators. If the event has at least 100 people or more outdoors, then face masks for spectators are still required. So that, for some sub-varsity games and even at some of our small schools for varsity competition, that might be a little bit of a change for spectators. But in a nutshell, that, again, things are continuing to trend in the right direction. This order is in place until the end of May. It expires on May the 31st, and we hope that COVID numbers go down, vaccinations go up, and once the calendar hits June, we would love to see an athletic world with no testing and with required mask wearing also going away, and we'll just continue to work toward that goal.
Yeah, so there is hope that once you get to that two-week, three-week period in June when you get to your championships in most of your spring sports, you're hoping that mask and limited spectators and no testing could be a great way for seniors to end their high school career after what those spring athletes missed a year ago.
Absolutely, and I even see that you know, speaking of seniors, I even see that our state senate is moving a bill forward that would make outdoor graduation ceremonies. It would take that and bring graduation outside of the current order. So, you know, commencement, if it's held outdoors, could now include more family members than just a couple of parents, and we're hoping that that gets legs as well. And the biggest thing, Bill, and you know this, that, you know, once we get into June, in some of our schools, you know, they take their summer break. There's a lot of the non-school world that right now are doing their weekly testing through our school program. And if testing, weekly testing is going to remain a requirement for our summer activity as well as non-school sports when we get into June and July, the cynic in me wonders, well, who on earth is going to pull off all of this testing? Because, you know, during the school year, our schools have done a wonderful job of managing the testing requirements going back to January with the fall sport pilot program. But, required testing that's going to get into the months of June and July and early August, personnel and staffing is going to be a huge issue. And I'm just hoping that COVID numbers continuing to trend down, that perhaps the athletic world come June will not have testing as a requirement any longer.
I want to go back to what we started this conversation with in regards to the vaccinations. So 16 and older right now, I know they're working on possible vaccinations by the time they get to August for as young as 2 years old. And there's a lot of debate still out there, and families who aren't going to vaccinate their kids until they see more studies, and others who have had no problem getting their 16-year-olds vaccinated. So in terms of Michigan High School Athletic Association rules currently, combined with that order, if somebody is fully vaccinated, is it when they get that second shot, or if they get the first shot, Johnson & Johnson dose, are they automatically exempt from the testing and also the contact tracing, or they have to wait for that, what is there, a two-week period, I think, after you get your shot, where until you're fully cleared? Again, I don't know if this goes county to county, if it's statewide, or how it works.
Everything that we've seen so far, and there's actually a frequently asked question page on the MDHHS website, and they define someone who is fully vaccinated. It's 2 weeks after either your second shot of the two-shot vaccine, or it's 2 weeks after your single shot if it's the single dose. So if you get your last vaccine on May the 10th, that on May the 24th, you are fully vaccinated, no longer have to test, no longer have to quarantine. And I can tell you, just selfishly, having an eighth grader and a senior in my own house right now, we are actively, and it sounds like next week, Bill, that the age limit is going to drop even further, could even be down as low as 11 or 12 next week. We're trying to find the quickest way to get our two kids in for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That's the single dose, and as soon as they get the needle in the arm, it's just 2 weeks, and it really opens up a lot of things for those kids. And again, everything that I have read, and we've been pretty diligent, full confidence in vaccines. I know last week we put out a video message just encouraging people to get vaccinated, because, you know, we've been asking for months for the governor's office to give us some goalposts, give us some metrics of where we have to be, and you can agree or disagree, but we got those metrics last week with vaccination percentages. And I don't see vaccination as a political issue. I think it needs to be a medical issue, and everything that our Sports Medicine Advisory Committee has researched and read and studied when it comes to the vaccination process for kids, if we want to see some real normalcy for our kids in our school communities, clearly the quickest path to that is vaccination. And and we're just, again, we respect folks' individual decisions here, but collectively, that is what we are going to encourage folks to do, because, normalcy is what we would love to achieve.
Who is policing who has been vaccinated and who hasn't when it comes to athletes not having to test 16 and up currently with that latest Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, whether it's high school and clubs or rec, that's not your lane. But in terms of high school, who then is policing who's vaccinated and who's not, and how does that come into play?
So, you know, I think that there's been a lot of heroes in our country, Bill, over the last 14 months, and a group that really hasn't gotten much attention or a whole lot of recognition has really been our school athletic directors. This is a group of people that have, as orders have changed, as schedules have changed, in many cases multiple times, our ADs have just continue to figure out to find a way for kids to play. And so my hat's off to the dedicated men and women who work as athletic directors at our schools. To answer your question, Bill, and unfortunately that is yet one more requirement that's on the plate of athletic directors, is we've been testing. 2 weeks ago, the health department came out and said, well, if a student has had a positive COVID test, whether it's the PCR, which is the lab test, or even if it's been a rapid test in the last 90 days, we don't have to test those kids anymore. Great news. The challenge, of course, is it's our local school athletic directors that have to go back and document and chart, okay, who's had COVID in the last 90 days, and they become exempt from testing. Well, now the next step is going to be, okay, what kids in our spring programs are fully vaccinated, and I'm assuming that the easiest way to verify that is going to be an individual's vaccination card when that process gets completed. And so, again, it's all things that, you know, our school ADs will manage and figure out a way, but this just now adds yet another layer and another requirement and one more piece of information that each school's AD is going to have to track for all of their spring kids. So kind of the story of the school year. We're going to do whatever it takes to get kids playing, and this responsibility will fall on each building's AD.
Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Meyer, proud partner of the MHSAA and a lot of high schools throughout Michigan. Mark, thanks for the update on the order.
Thanks, Bill.
I do have a message from my friends at DraftKings. Now, the DraftKings Sportsbook app is America's top-rated sportsbook app, so you need to download it today. And always use the promo code HUGE when you sign up, and they have a great offer for new users for the main event on Saturday night, biggest night of boxing this month. So you can bet $1. This is for new users who download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the promo code HUGE. When they sign up, they'll get a shot at turning $1 into $55 with their $1 bet on either fighter in the main event on Saturday night. $1 into $55. That's 55-1 odds. So just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code HUGE when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users will be able to bet $1 to win $55 on this weekend's main event. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use that promo code HUGE. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 years of age and older, in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook. That's sportsbook. Hey, you got a sportsbook? Hey, sportsbook. I get a lisp. I'm done. I'm just done. And I'm not being negative on anybody with a lisp. If I get one, I'm done. You can get all the eligibility restrictions and everything you need when it comes to DraftKings at DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. I think the Tigers just gave up a 4 spot in the bottom of the 8th. They now trail Boston 12-9 going to the 9th. That was last day. 12-9 going to the top of the 9th. That bullpen, Lang, why is he in games? Soto can't throw strikes. Candelario made an error. Pat, cancel the playoff tickets. Yeah, 4 spot. They were up 9-8 going into the bottom of the 8th. Conversation on Kerryon Johnson done with the Lions, and Frank Gregg now is the highest paid center in the NFL. Dan Miller, voice of the Lions. He will join us in a few moments. Also, if you want to join in 1-866-838-4843. And the fun governor, Tim McCullough, from the incredible Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Their summer outdoor concert series lineup is crazy. So many shows are sold out. Go to SoarinEagleCasino.com to find out more. We'll get the latest from Tim McCullough, the fun governor from Mount Pleasant, in less than 30 minutes.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
In the den. This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets. Anytime a ballpark has been around since 1912, you're going to find plenty of traditions. Admittedly, I'm partial to Tiger Stadium. It debuted the same day as Fenway Park. But the Boston ballpark gets more recognition and fanfare. It's unique in many ways, and players love the nostalgia. The 37-foot green monster in left. The pesky pole in right that is just 302 feet away from home plate. The triangle in center. And when it was first built, the stadium featured a hill in left called Duffy's Cliff. Perhaps the most unique amenity is the ability for visiting players to go inside the monster and sign the walls, the beams, and the doors there. I know firsthand how neat that is because I've signed the wall. It doesn't make me forget Tiger Stadium, but I just wish more ballparks, including Comerica Park, had something like it to create a mystique.
Huge here from my good friend Tom Rosenbach. He's a managing partner at Bean Carter. They're one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in downtown Grand Rapids, and they serve all of Michigan and coast to coast in America. And now they're ready to help individuals and businesses with the second round of the PPP loans from the SBA. If you need help and you want professionals to guide you through the process and then come back and help you when it's time for forgiveness, go to beangarter.com. They'll give you all the information. All the contact info will be there at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com. Second round of PPP loans are ready to go. Is your business ready? Are you ready as an individual? The professionals at Bean Garter can help you. Go to beangarter.com. That's beangarter.com.
It's a new day. A day of winning big at Soarin' Eagle with the Hit the Road Truck and RV Giveaway every Saturday in May. You could win premium play each day, plus a brand new truck and a new RV at the grand prize drawing on May 29th. The Hit the Road Truck and RV Giveaway, only at Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Hey, it's Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros. Join me, Danny Cahalan, and Ryan Elke tomorrow morning at 6 to talk about the Lions, Wolverines, Spartans, and all things Michigan on your local station and online anytime at MichiganSportsNetwork.com.
Huge here telling everybody in Michigan to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE to get a special offer when you sign up, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studios. They're a Michigan-based company. All the money you spend at your local Auto Value store or Auto Value Service Center will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Let's go talk about Lions. Ragnow, Kerryon Johnson news today. Draft last weekend. They are staying busy during this offseason. Dan Miller is the voice on the radio network when it comes to your NFL franchise in Detroit. He's standing by the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Danny?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. the front office keeps doing everything that I would do if I was running that team. And I know I'm only a broadcaster, but I can't say enough about the process this team is going through right now.
Well, I think they've taken a realistic view of where they are, and I think that's what jumps out to me more than anything else, is just that from day one, really openly in their press conferences, they talked about the fact that they're a team that's not a move or two away. They're a team that it's going to take some time to build this thing back up again, and I think that's the way that they conducted themselves. They didn't throw crazy money at a bunch of free agents. They have taken this thing in what appears to be a direction of just building with blocks as best you can with the opportunities you have. And probably I think it'll be a much more pointed and much more focused offseason next year in terms of filling needs. This year I think it's just about trying to get as many guys on the roster as you can, getting these young guys into camp, finding out what you have with them, and gaining a better understanding of where the franchise is probably next year.
Yeah, and then no Kerryon Johnson. I don't find that as a big surprise. And the Ragnow deal, and you look at drafting Sewell in the first round, which I'll get to the draft in a moment, but they have depth at running. They have enough depth on offense right now that that's not in a rebuilding mode. We're just doing a wait-and-see mode on Goff and how he performs. But, again, the right moves today with Ragnow and Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah, a little bit surprised at the timing of the Kerryon situation. I would have thought maybe you go into camp. Now, we're not privy to everything that they're dealing with in this decision, so I'm sure there's more to it than what we're looking at right now. But I would have thought maybe you go to camp just to make sure you don't have an injury or something along those lines where Kerryon might become more valuable to you. But this also indicates the kind of confidence they have in guys, say, behind Williams and behind Swift. So maybe just a little surprised by the timing of it, but I think Kerryon and anybody in that organization would be the first to tell you that when he was drafted in 2018, there were higher hopes than what has happened. You can't help being injured. That happened to him 2 years, and Kerryon is a guy who's given him everything he's got every step of the way. Selfless player, the way he plays on third down, and terrific player on third down. So great guy, too. I hope he catches on somewhere else and finds some traction and has the kind of success that he's thought about. Ragnow, no-brainer, in particular when you look at the fact that you got 2 years left on this deal. This pushes you 4 years beyond that. You're really getting ahead of the curve by signing that deal now. If you wait a year or 2 years, the price is only going to go up. He's a terrific player, arguably and probably the best player on the team, and going to be the centerpiece of that offensive line, the guy in there calling your signals and handling things up front for you for years to come. So the more you can lock up guys like that, the better off you're going to be.
So now the next moves or move, whether we go plural or singular on this, Daniel, where are they going? I know there's uncertainty about OTAs and when the teams will get together, but what else is left to do before they get to training camp when it comes to the Lions?
Yeah, I think that they'll make another pass at some of these veteran free agents that are out there and see if there's anything that can help them. There's guys that you're getting past the compensatory pick stage now, and guys that might be able to help that haven't gotten maybe the kind of money they thought they'd get and are sitting out there on the market. So I think there's always a second wave of free agency as guys find some place to go to camp. These are players that have played in this league and will help somebody win somewhere along the line. So I think they'll take another pass at that, compare what's out there to maybe where they feel they could use something else on the roster. And, you know, beyond that, I think you just have to wait and see what's going to present itself with players coming into Allen Park and how that kind of progresses around the league and here in Detroit and whether or not you can get your hands on these guys, which it appears from seeing Jared Goff in the building today that you're going to see guys in Allen Park. It's just a question of when.
Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. The Aaron Rodgers situation, if he ends up out of the NFC North, what does that do to that division?
Well, it changes it. You're talking about one of the greatest players ever and a guy coming off an MVP season not being in the division. So certainly I think – it bears watching. I think if you're Minnesota, and I want to see what their roster ultimately looks like, you know, right now you'd be bringing back the quarterback with the longest tenure in the conference. They're getting Danielle Hunter back. I would probably look at them, not knowing what Chicago's situation is going to be at quarterback. So I would probably look at Minnesota as saying that it is, you know, a break for them if Rodgers isn't around. I think the Lions are still putting this thing together. But it opens it up a little bit more for everybody if Aaron Rodgers isn't in the division. I just think there's teams, if you're looking at it, you know, provincially, from a Lions point of view, I think it's fair to say there would be teams that are a little further along than the Lions, and you go into it kind of believing that the division goes that way. But it bears watching. I mean, it doesn't look like it's a good situation right now. He's a prideful guy that I don't know if he's just going to throw up his hand and say, okay, I'm fine, I'm coming back, or if this is going to be something that's going to be prolonged. It certainly, it doesn't feel like something that's going to go away overnight. And I truly do wonder if he's going to play for the Packers again. I'm not like some people who think, oh, he's definitely coming back. I think based on what I'm reading and seeing, and that's all I've got to base it on, I'd say it's 50-50.
Yeah, it's been going for 7 straight days, almost to the hour, and I just don't – again, the one thing about how this could end up him back in Green Bay is that Green Bay isn't a major media market. Their fans are pretty cool, almost a college atmosphere, but – at least what's been reported by somebody who leads the way when it comes to NFL inside information, Adam Schefter. I don't know how you repair this unless the Packers board throws out the entire, you know, most of the front office. How do you, if you're Rodgers and this has been public and you just haven't stopped and said, you know what, folks, we're working on this behind the scenes. I don't know how he comes back there. How does that happen?
Yeah, and it wasn't an accident that this became public either. This feels like it was Aaron Rodgers putting that out there, and the fact that he put it out there on draft day felt even, you know, more like he was trying to make a statement. And nobody has denied the fact that you have had multiple people go out to the West Coast to try to talk him down, and that it hasn't worked yet. So I don't know the answer to your question, and I think it's sometimes these things come down to pride and wanting to save face, and nobody wants to, you know, bend the knee and say, okay, we're giving in to Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to say, I'm giving in to the Packers. So that's where I think it gets complicated, and that's where I think a lot of times these things do fall apart. So, you know, there could be a situation where he ends up playing somewhere else next year, and I think it's far from out of the question based on everything that we're seeing and hearing to this point.
And are the potential destinations limited, especially that this is post-draft or that the Packers didn't take advantage of getting a high draft pick and maybe the other NFL teams knew that it's so toxic they didn't have to give up a lot because they still might be able to get them after the draft? Is it the Broncos at the top of the list? Is it the Raiders or another surprise destination?
Yeah, I would think those two have to be at the top of the list. I've seen some people throw Seattle out there with a potential trade for Russell Wilson, two quarterbacks that appeared at one point or another to not be real happy, although it seems like Wilson has kind of figured things out a little bit there with the Seahawks. I think, you know, just based on probably reading a lot of the same things that you are, that Denver makes sense. I think Denver feels like they have a defense that can compete. If they can get that offense into gear and get that thing moving in the right direction, that they've got a chance to really make some noise out there. And I think the Raiders, it just, because that was one of the destinations that he apparently said that he would like to play at. If you're Las Vegas and you're looking at this and that guy wants to play there and the Packers call you up, I think you have to look at it and say, okay, yeah, we'll put a package together for you. Now, what that looks like, That's the hard part is you're talking about a quarterback is what, 37, 38 years old, something like that. How do you put a package together? How long are you looking at him being your quarterback? Is he going to be Brady who plays into his 40s? Or is he a guy that you have to worry about, you know, loses a couple of miles off the fastball and all of a sudden he's not the same guy anymore? He certainly didn't look like that was a problem last year. But, you know, history tells us that when it goes kind of quickly. So you're not talking about somebody who's 31 years old. He's, you know, on the other side of that. So I think that's the kind of thing that a team has to look at is, not a huge window here, but maybe a huge opportunity.
Dan Miller, voice of your Detroit Lions on the Lions Radio Network, talking about Kerryon Johnson. He is done in Detroit, and also Ragnow becomes the highest paid center in the NFL, making about $14 million a year. And man, that Lions offensive line, their age, the future, that is the focal point on where this franchise is going. Danny, always appreciate the conversation. My best to you and your family, and stay safe.
Appreciate it. Same to you and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
All right. Dan Miller, voice of Lions, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Radio Network.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Score a major payday this May with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Register using bonus code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Lakers or the Clippers. And if either team hits a three, and you know they will, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on basketball and hockey postseason or wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for the action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. All you have to do is download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code SHEPBET100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on either the Lakers or the Clippers, and if either team hits a three, you're a winner. It's as simple as that. New customer offer, paid in free bets, must be 21 years or older and Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now their virtual Grand Rapids Griffins game will be happening on Friday night at 7 p.m. And they have unbelievable prizes you can log on and bid on, including co-hosting the Huge Show. So what you need to do is go to purplecommunity.org. That's purplecommunity.org. You'll see the register link. You can shop. You can enter the virtual auction. You can do all of this right now at purplecommunity.org as the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is having their annual Grand Rapids Griffins virtual game. That will be happening on Friday night at 7 p.m. and you can be a part of this unbelievable event right now. Go to purplecommunity.org. Register, shop, bid. You can do it through Friday night, 7 p.m. and beyond. As the game is going on, they'll have more auctions in action online at purplecommunity.org. And I'm proud to be a partner with Van Andel Institute and their Purple Community.
Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age or older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge here for the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Now they're located less than an hour north of Grand Rapids and close to where everybody's listening right now on the Huge Radio Network. They're one of America's top golf destinations. Both 18-hole layouts are now open. The wonderful Tullymore Golf 18 and St. Ives has 18 holes that will make you feel like you're in northern Michigan. So here's what you need to do. You can just book a tee time if you're within an hour or so and just want to drive in and play 18 or 36 at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Go to TullymoreGolf.com right now to book your tee time and get the phone number if you want to talk to one of their professionals inside the pro shop. That's TullymoreGolf.com. And they have great stay and play packages happening now through May. TullymoreGolf.com. Real estate. You want to build a place or buy a place at Tullymore? Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com.
You're- You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We'll check in with the fun governor, Tim McCullough, for the incredible Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And Timmy's standing by. How you doing, my friend?
Enjoying the day and excited to get all this information out to all your listeners.
So. All right, let's talk about what's happening with the shows, the Summer Outdoor Concert Series, giveaways, promotions. Let's go down the checklist for a must-booked weekend at Soarin' Eagle.
Well, always so much going on, as you know. Let's get right to it. All of our concerts for Outdoor Summer Concert Series are rolling right along, as you know. Luke Bryant sold out show. Snoop Dogg sold out with Wiz Khalifa. Miranda Lambert, Lee Rush. You have to act fast if you want to attend one of these shows here at Soarin' Eagle. Shined out another great sold out show. Kid Rock here at Soarin' Eagle with Grandpa Guerrero sold out. Keith Urban, we still have a few tickets available for Keith Urban and Lindsay L. If you want to get them, you better get them quick. And it goes down August 28th, And Megadeth, Lamb of God, that's right, here at Soarin' Eagle. That's going to go down September 24th. You can get your tickets, and you better get them fast. We still have a couple of shows to announce for your radio listeners, so stay tuned and be aware that it could happen on Bill's show. You just never know when that's going to go down. Couple more to announce, but you better get those tickets quick to Megadeth, Keith Urban, and keep your eye on Facebook for all upcoming shows that are about to hit if we don't announce them on Bill's show. Also, Fridays here at Soarin' Eagle, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., our 2021 Polaris Ranger giveaway. That's right, the Polaris Ranger giveaway is going to go down 6 to 10, and here's the way it works. We'll give hourly drawings with $500 in premium play and 500 bonus entries into that grand prize drawing that goes down May 28th at 10 p.m. to win that Polaris Ranger here at Soarin' Eagle. Also, Saturdays, it's a great place to be if you want to hit the road and win the truck and RV giveaway. That's right, here at Soarin' Eagle, the truck and RV giveaway goes down this month, Saturdays, between 7 and 11 p.m. Make sure you show up early. One winner each hour will win premium play between 7 and 11. One winner will walk away with a 2021 half-ton Ram truck with a Chrysler Dodge Jeep. That's right, Chrysler Dodge Jeep right here in Mount Pleasant, and an RV from International RV Mount Pleasant. May 29th at 11:30 p.m. That's when the major winner will give away that hit the road truck and RV giveaway with some beautiful prizes at the end of the night. Other than that, Bill, I'll tell you what, the restaurants are open. Ascend is doing its thing. Legends is open. Our Central Deli is open. Slice. We're feeding everybody. The floor is open. We're ready to have a good time and get things back to where they need to be.
Thank you,
here,
man.
In 2021.
Tim McCullough, the fun governor for the Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Don't forget about the Soarin' Eagle Water Park and Hotel right across from the casino property. The upscale accommodations at the retreat. Go to SoarinEagleCasino.com. Everything and more that Tim just talked about. And also download the Eagle Access app. And for our listeners on 100.9 FM in the Midland Bay City Saginaw area, do not forget to plan a day at the Saginaw Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel, or a weekend. Everything you need for our listeners there in 100.9 FM in the Midland Bay City Saginaw area, in Standish at Saginaw Eagles Landing. Right down the road, Soarin' Eagle has their luxurious resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. SoarinEagleCasino.com, and also download the Eagle Access app. Timmy, have a great week, and we'll talk next week.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me on the show. I do appreciate it. And a big shout-out to Heather. She listens to the show every week. I just want to say thanks for listening, Heather. We're a big fan of you as well.
All right. Well, thank you, Heather. Yeah, thank you, Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort. And thank you, Heather, for listening each and every day on the Huge Radio Network. We'll be right back. awesome, aren't they? Superfly, great job today. As always, one of the best in the business. I remind everybody, 24/7, all the interviews, full show podcasts, the hours and more. All of our 19 incredible affiliates, everything you need when it comes to The Huge Show is free at thehugeshow.net. Log on and listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net. To everybody, we'll talk tomorrow at 3.
Big.